MTV Cast.
Hey, this is Eddie O'Day calling in from Port of Basque, Newfoundland. So a little recap. I think I called in from Howley last. So that night I made it over towards Corner Brook and everything was booked up. I was really hoping to get a hotel and a shower. Disappointingly, everything was booked. So I moved on and wild camped again. And then made it over to the Stevens Crossing or Stevensville Crossing. Anyways, I was like 35 miles in and wasn't feeling amazing. Was pretty sure I wasn't going to make the ferry at Port of Basque over to Nova Scotia. And was going to try to reschedule it for today. So I called. first I went to the grocery and got some poutine and, you know, two Cokes and some fried chicken in it, you know, because you get to do that stuff out here. And then I ate that. I did a call in with the Georgia Cycling League board of directors. It was pretty awesome. That is who I am raising money for while I'm out here doing this. So please check out Tackling the Trail on the Georgia Cycling Association website, georgiacycling.org. Anyways, finished that call up. Talked to Audrey, and then I was about to rearrange my ferry over here. I had about 95 miles to go and about 10 hours to make that in time to check in and all that. So I knew I was really pushing it, so I called about it, and they're like, oh, no. So we can get you rescheduled for Monday evening. And I was like, oh, no, that's really rough. That's I don't want to like spend the whole weekend in Port of Basque. And she's like, yeah, sorry about that. Everything's sold out. There's nothing I can do. So I did take the reservation for Monday evening, as well as kept my reservation for last night. And at that point, it was basically a 100-mile race to try to catch the ferry. And I got over the two significant climbs of the day. And as I found out here, there is no coasting on the other side of any of these climbs. All the 1% grades are 1% descents as well. And the thick gravel, you just come to a stop. You don't get to coast anywhere. There's no rest. So I busted it for a good 55 miles, got over both of those climbs. And there's really just no reprieve. And I just didn't have it in me anymore to stay, you know, at almost a race pace. Kind of level to keep going. And I think I had 45 miles left at that point and 3 hours and 45 minutes to make it. And I just knew the math was not going to work out. So I canceled that Friday night, got myself a place to stay, probably the last place to stay here in Port of Basque. So that's kind of a theme around here is this time of year is plan ahead, make reservations, and try to keep to your schedule. Make it a realistic schedule because not an ambitious schedule. There's just nothing available. So anyways, I got over here and I'm here until Monday, hanging out in Port of Basque. So took a really nice sleep last night. It was kind of scary how deeply I was sleeping even when I woke up and was so confused to where I was. It wasn't in the woods. So I'm just chilling out, made it to the grocery store, had some breakfast and whatnot. And, kind of recouping, running through all my gear, making sure everything's dry and clean, rearranging some things that I've been meaning to and just haven't taken the time to. And I'll see if I can get on standby and how that works. I got to call and find out how that works. I don't really know. And I don't have the energy to ride back and forth to the port and find out. Right now, I just want to kind of sit still and take advantage of being able to do that. So that's what I'm doing. That's my update for the day. Thanks a lot. Take care. Eddie again. Hey, I wanted to get this story out while I still had it in my head. So I get off the phone with the lady about the ferry and know I've got a sprint for it to get over to Port of Basque and try to catch this ferry. And so I just finished this giant plate of poutine and like popcorn, you know, little fried chicken balls. And so, you know, 2,000 calories sitting in my stomach, two Cokes, liter of water, like I'm so full, but now I'm adrenaline filled and ready to go because I got to try to make this ferry, right? And so I'm trying to get my butt like all situated, you know, in a rush. Don't want to forget anything, of course, and get some Torque nutrition into my bottles. So I got, you know, fuel, even though I just had 2,000 calories. And basically trying to be efficient, right? Take care of all the things before I go and not have to make a bunch of stops. So I'm in just in that racer mindset now, and I'm going and I'm rushing and I get it all together and I turn to take off and the wind goes from 15 mile an hour to like a 25 mile an hour gust, about took me over sideways as it hit the side of the bike with the frame bag and all. And but I correct it, keep it up. And so, yeah, so the wind's just howling at me. It's straight in my face. Or off to the side, depending on just sort of the angle of the trail at the moment. And so I got all that going on, and then I'm starting to get out on the trail, and just an unmarked road crossing. I just last second, both of us came to a stop. Nothing bad happened, but just a quick reminder, like, oh yeah, I'm still in the world. This isn't a race course. Can't be in that total, you know, tunnel vision set. And I escaped through that. Actually, oh, just before that, I make this little turn and onto the Great Trail two track. This is the rail to trail ATV thing I've been following all across this island. And something comes out of the bush, stings me in the neck, like right at my throat. And of course that totally like took me out of that. I'm in a race mindset for a second, like trying to figure that out, you know, swallow a few times, and like mentally I'm like, all right, well, I guess I got to check on that for the next 30 minutes and make sure nothing bad's happening. I don't need a Benadryl or something. And then the car thing. So like that totally got me back into, just snapped me back a bit into reality. And like, hey, calm down. You got 10 hours, you know, you can't do all this in the first 10 minutes. And, man, I was a total mess. So, well, until that car kind of settled back into the world and I could just be like, okay, hold on. This is not a full on sprint, even though I got to be really efficient and try to make it. Anyways, that's my story. And all right, thanks for listening. Bye.